Class is a male, buddy. It is time to set the record straight, which is something that I tried to do in a previous episode. But you know, it turns out when you say, hey, Michael was wrong, you know who takes exception to that? Michael.
That would be definitely me.
Yeah. And so Michael called me and he's like, hey, man, don't be doing that without at least letting me come on to talk about like what the actual issues are or what the references are and things like that. And so Michael is here.
Yep.
Michael has come by and we are going to talk about today's topic is the request for information. So are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm definitely ready to go.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to hand it over to Michael and he is going to steer the ship and I'm going to ask stupid questions and try to help the listeners to make sure that we understand what Michael is going to teach us today. So without any further ado, get to it.
All right. So my when I was on last time, and I said the information request be done by end of tour. Okay, that is a military term that we use. End of tour means by end of the day.
Okay? Yeah, end of your shift. Yep.
Okay. And so that is the contract literally does not say that, but there are other people that it has put up that actually says by end of tour. Okay.
Okay.
So the contract literally says, where Alan basically said, well, it's reasonable time. I go, no, you forgot the important part.
Okay.
As soon as.
Yeah, reasonably possible. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if you look at the words as soon as.
Right. And even as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
That sends a very clear message.
Means. As soon as possible.
Right. Okay? And then the reasonable just moderates it a little bit. They're like, yeah. We do have to be reasonable. You can't get it instantly.
Right. So here's the reason why it could be reasonable for management. Okay. You can put in the request in the morning saying, hey, I need this information in the morning. But you know management is setting up the floor. So they are not able to reasonably give you that information request because they're setting up the floor. But after we leave, you know, they don't do shit except sit on their desk and watch carriers, right?
Yeah, they got to like look
at
breadcrumbs. Because
they watch those little breadcrumbs and try to find all the stupid shit that management does.
Dude, Michael is on fire.
Okay. And so you know they have time. Okay. So when they say a reasonable, no, that's not reasonable. They don't get it to you by end of the day. Because as soon as means, they have till end of the day. You'll look at other forms that'll say promptly. You'll see all these other things. Okay, the reason for it is that they need to do it as soon as possible by end of the day. Let me tell you why.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Now, before we go on there, you know, that was the article. Here's another one that I want to look at. Article 17.3. Okay, it says.
What you read from before, as soon as reasonably possible, that's Article 31, right?
That is Article 17.
Oh, okay.
6.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this one is the steward, chief steward, or other union representative properly certified in accordance with Section 2 above may be request and shall obtain access to the appropriate supervisor to review the documents, files, and other records necessary for processing a grievance or determining if a grievance exists and shall have the right to interview aggrieved employees, supervisors, and witness during the work hours. Such request shall not be unreasonably denied. Okay.
Okay.
So when you look at those things where it says it shall not be unreasonably denied.
Right.
Okay? And so a lot of things that's on this is including the right to information is they shall not be unreasonably denied either. Okay.
Sure.
So they have to provide it. Okay. Then Article 17.6 is that's where you got the right to information. And if you look at the right to information, second paragraph, the last sentence is when it says that when a relevant request is made, management should provide for review and produce the request documents as soon as is reasonably possible. Okay. That's the word that we're using, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where management likes to use.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to jump in here just for a sec and say that while it does not specifically say by end of tour, it is also reasonable to set that time frame because how long are you supposed to wait? You know, as soon as possible, as soon as is reasonably possible. Yeah. And by the end of the day, like they, as you said, they got plenty of time to print that report out.
Because they have all that time to do the breadcrumb, make sure that you're not a station in advance.
All the nonsense.
All the writing up disciplinaries and all the typing all that shit up. Well, you know what? They don't need to do all that shit. Right. They can be busy, right, but finding the information request for us instead of trying to discipline somebody. Hey, okay?
And if they don't like it, try not to break the contract so much.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Remember, they're also on discipline. They are the ones who issue the discipline.
Right.
So you're just requesting for information they used to issue that discipline.
Or if it's a contract case, they're the ones who broke the contract.
Right. And they should, on the discipline ones, they should have the information already. There is no way for them to wait 2, 3, 4 days to give it to you because they're supposed to have all that information already.
Right,
all
they have to do is make a copy. Yeah, they needed it all together to issue that discipline. So, yeah, it is not reasonable to have to wait for that.
And then also, now I want to read off is Article 31-2 on the JCHEMS page, 31-2.
Okay.
For information, Article 31.3 provides that the Postal Service will make available to the union all relevant information necessary for collective bargaining of the enforcement, administration, or interpretation of the agreement, including information necessary to determine whether to file or continue processing a grievance. It also recognizes the union's legal right to employer information under the National Labor Relations Act. Okay?
Okay, so we have a right to information.
So we have, basically, we have the right to information per National Labor Relations Board.
Sure.
So that means it's by labor laws, they have to provide it.
Sure.
Okay. So, right here,
if they don't do that, not only are they running afoul of our agreement, they're also running afoul of labor law.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So that is another part that you can use on if management does not give you a information request. Okay. So, there's another one that I want to talk about is EL 921.
Oh, the EL. These are like manuals that cover specific topics. And like the EL 814, I think, is like a safety one. And there's the EL 4 something. It's like the timekeeping one. I don't remember exactly what all those are. But tell me about the EL 9.
Yeah, what is the EL 921, do you think is?
Is it how management goes about giving out information? Because these are like how things are supposed to be done. Tell me, what is it?
It is a, hold on.
Oh boy, here it comes. Get ready, everybody.
There's like no title on the page, but unless you bring it up, but this way.
Okay.
It tells you this way, so hold on. It is Supervisor's Guide to Handling Grievances.
Oh, that's cool. Dude, that's a good read for future classes of math.
Yeah, so it's on page 3.
Okay. You know, man, I've been doing like, I don't know, we're up to 150 episodes, to I don't know how many episodes now. And I keep thinking like, well, I've covered all these topics. There's no way there's going to be more. But there's always more to cover. All right. And by the way, if you're a new listener, don't be shy about going back to that back catalog and getting all that contract information. Dude, I mean, that's a whole series coming up. It's like when we finally get the new JCHEM, got to go through that again. All right, go ahead.
So this is the...
Say the number again, EL what?
EL-921.
Okay.
Okay, this is the management's guide to how to handle grievances.
Right, right.
Okay, so this is what they're supposed to be taught.
Okay.
How to handle it.
Right.
This is what it says on page 3 for request.
And this is citable.
Information.
Thanks to
Article... Because it's a handbook, Article 19.
Right, thanks to Article 19.
They
right.
have this to citable. Follow this
yes.
handbook.
Nice. Right?
So, if the request for information is for local matter, it should be handled at the local level.
Yep.
Yeah. However, if the RFA is not handled purely at the local matter, it should be handled by the parties at the national or headquarters level. Okay?
Okay.
So, it basically means is if it's a national level grievance, then it should be handled, get the information at the national level.
All right. So far, so good.
So, if it's a local, then it should be local. Kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay?
So, pretty much anything a regular steward's going to ask for is going to be local.
Per Article 31.3 or 31.2 means the following. The union has the right to ask the supervisor for information directly relating to the handling of grievance or potential grievance. Generally, you must provide the union with the information that is requested if it is relevant. The union must have a reason for seeking the information. They cannot conduct a fishing expedition into postal records. But if you really, really look at the first sentence, it's the union has a right to ask the supervisor for information directly relating to the handling of a grievance.
Right. So this is where I've heard Corey talk about management will sometimes issue a relevancy letter where they'll say, we're not going to give you this information. You need to prove how it's relevant to your grievance.
Yeah. The second part says you must respond and provide the relevant information in a timely manner.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. If there is a delay, then they have to provide the information union with the written notice indicating that when they can expect the information will be provided.
Dude, okay? Look at this.
So
right. So again, it is reasonable to expect that information to come the same day without delay, as soon as is reasonably possible. All of this is reasonable.
All right. So as you can see, these are the things that management knows what to do. Okay. They even know about the time limits too, about the 14 days and so forth. Okay.
Okay.
But I love this part though. The time for each step of the grievance process is the maximum amount of time to be used, not the length of time you expect to take to reach your decision. You should expedite your decision, but not at the expense of the sound judgment. The timelines are an integral part of the grievance process and must be taken seriously.
Sure. So I think that's a reference to like the 14 days on the initial grievance, the 7 days on the step A, formal step A, and so on.
But you'll like this part better.
Okay.
I like it all.
This is great.
If you fail to meet the time limit,
uh-huh.
The union has the right to appeal the grievance to the next step without your input, means without the management's contentions.
Right, right. Yeah, I love that part. And this is something that I've been hearing on other podcasts, how our union higher level grievance handlers have been letting management off the hook with not having contentions.
All right. So now that these are the rules that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. And how to handle these situations. Okay.
Dude.
Because this is where I'm getting from multiple other stewards and carriers and how to handle this. Mostly beginner stewards and some experienced stewards have a hard time figuring out how to handle this situation when management does not provide information.
Right.
Okay. So since I said, hey, they need to do it by end of tour. Okay.
Right.
That is not in the contract, but might as well because it says as soon as, right?
Yeah. Okay? I can see it as a reasonable presumption.
It's called a word salad. So the word salad, the way the contract says it is always this thing. So you cannot just take the word reasonable as the only word.
You gotta look at the whole sentence. Okay? Yeah. Yep.
That's why when management likes to use some words, you have to go to that Elm or wherever that they're referencing and read the whole sentence because they might also use a word out of it.
Okay? Right.
So anyway, the reason that you want it by the end of the day, because the next day when you come in, where is the RFI?
Right. Yeah. You want it to be ready for you so that you can work on it the next day.
So you go to the management and say, hey, where's my RFI? Oh, I didn't get time and whatever. Well, can they say I don't have time?
Management? No.
Because they're supposed to give you a written notice. That if it's going to be delayed, right?
That was in the EL-914 or whatever it was. Yeah.
921.
921. There you go.
921. Okay. So they're being delayed, right? So as a steward, we have to provide proof they're not giving you information, right?
Okay.
Okay. So that's what's going to happen. If you take it down to the hall or any other level, you have to provide that management is not giving you information.
Okay.
So what you do is you provide another information request, but on the top of the title, second attempt.
Yeah. I've definitely done that.
Or second request.
Yep.
Okay. And then they have till end of the day to get you the information on that day.
Yeah. I have found that when I write second request on it, management knows there's a grievance coming after that. And so they really need to cooperate.
So being that you're such a nice steward, the next day, you still didn't get the information request.
Okay.
Okay. So you ask again.
Right.
For the third time. Okay.
Right.
So this is where I'm going from third attempt to fifth attempt.
Okay.
When you get enough information request and they still haven't provided you the information. Okay.
Right.
What do you do after that?
Well, you're going to have to eventually move the grievance along.
Right. But it hadn't been 14 days yet, has it?
No, I suppose not. Okay, so go ahead.
But since you've already waited 4 or 5 attempts on that information.
Yeah, they're
not giving you the information to give you time, right?
Right. Yeah, they're stonewalled.
So at that point, you want to give the Formula A level the most time as possible, right?
Yeah.
Or at the hall level or business agent level, whatever, to give them most time because you still get the 14 days.
It still has
days
to be investigated.
Yeah, plus whatever that the other person. So you want to give them as much time as possible.
Okay.
And so what you do is you send it up.
Okay.
With the copies of the information request that you've asked, saying I requested 5 days worth, and they still have not provided it to me.
Okay. Okay.
So you send that grievance up, but what happens when you do that?
They're going to have to request that information also.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, I got that one right.
Or they can or they can remand it back down for you to do it and
right.
and so forth.
And okay,
there's
like
other ways.
Remand it with an instruction okay. that management needs to provide this information.
Right. Or right. they can do it themselves.
And it should also come okay. with an appropriate extension of the deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
Then here's the thing.
Okay.
What do you do as a steward?
File a second grievance, an article.
Not file a grievance for Article 17 and 31 30. Violation.
And now I know, now and Article 19 via EL
17, 19 and 31
right,
violation.
Right.
Not just the 17 and 31 violation, yeah. right?
Yeah.
Because the EL 921 says right. to give it to in timely manner, which they failed to do, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's what you do. So now you file that grievance. Okay.
Yeah.
And so. Now you got to look at it as, hey, you know, they keep doing this. So you'll get, like our hall will say, well, what harm has management done? So that you got to, so what remedy right. are you requesting?
What remedy? Yeah, right. What remedy?
Well, so fits what harm is that?
Okay, well, I can
so
name
let's talk
some
about
harm.
That. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So one of the harms is that I only have a limited amount of time to work on each grievance, and I may have multiple grievances, whatever it is. And so delaying giving me the information backs the whole process up, and I can't work on these in a leisurely or as thorough a manner as I might like because I don't have the information I need.
Or management is trying to time out the grievance, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly
and
right.
So which means they are trying to stop us from doing our grievances that we have a job to do.
That is correct.
As a steward.
Yep.
Okay. So it's a harm to our union for not allowing us to do our job as a union, right?
That is correct. And it's management not operating in good faith.
Right.
Yep.
And as you know, when I talked about NLRB,
uh-huh.
that is also a labor violation, labor law
right.
that they have to follow. Because what happens when you go? Have you ever gone to NLRB.gov and see if you can file a labor charge?
Yeah, I mean,
and what's the top thing they have on there?
I don't remember. Tell
information me. Request. Management failing to provide information
there
request.
You go.
Yeah. That is in the NLRB.gov. That's one of the top things that's on there that you can file charge against the Postal Service. Well, for them, it's not just the Postal Service. It's for
right,
any manager.
Right, it's any.
Any unions can file that.
Right,
okay? And so that is the top thing on there. Okay? So when they don't give you that information, they are violating the labor laws.
Right, and that probably comes with penalties and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. As a steward, let's say the first time this happens, they delay you three times. They finally give you the information, you know, on like the fourth day. What's your remedy?
Well, the remedy. The remedy is
first offense. Let's
the
say
first offense.
We
is
got
the,
stewards out here listening who haven't been filing this grievance.
Yeah.
So the next one's going to be the first one. Go ahead.
Would be cease and desist.
I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Be cease and desist and not providing the steward the information
right.
that's requested. In a
pursuant
timely
to
manner.
Articles, yeah,
okay.
right. In a timely manner. There you go.
In a timely manner.
Right.
Okay. And so that would be what you put on there. And then you can add on maybe progressive, saying, hey, if they do not provide this in a timely manner, there will be a higher punishment for not providing the information.
Right. Yeah. I really like adding what's called liquidated damages into my grievances, where like the next time that this happens, they agree to pay the union $15 and automatically extend the grievance, you know, something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah. So
for the next time it happens,
right.
so okay. that it's already established.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this is where, I was on the way here to Alan's house and I was listening to Corey Walton.
Yeah, buddy.
And he was talking about how arbitration just settled
mm-hmm.
on the
office time?
The office time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And they were paying out all carriers $250 a person
right.
and $500 to the union.
Yeah.
Okay. So week after that, management decided to break all those rules again.
I know.
It's, okay.
It's and not so, surprising.
So
but
when
it is
management
crazy.
Says that they're broke, they're lying to you.
Yeah, because they got enough money to not worry about all this stuff.
Right. Because mm-hmm. if they're worrying about money, they wouldn't be breaking these type of rules right after even arbitration settlement.
Yeah,
okay?
It's a really straightforward cost-saving technique to just abide by the contract that you've already agreed to.
So if you're doing a 1731 violation for not getting the information request,
mm-hmm.
don't worry. Add the money to Terry Valley in there or whatever you want to do because obviously they have the money because they keep breaking these rules.
Right. Well, and the idea behind that monetary award is that it is supposed to be a disincentive for management to keep violating the contract. And if management keeps violating the contract, then clearly the disincentive is not strong enough.
Right. And just like Corey Walton said, that they're the district was breaking those rules even after the arbitration settlement. Right. That tells you if the district don't care about the money, that means the post office is lying that they're broke. Okay? Because otherwise, how do you agree to this when you know you're going to lose money?
Well, there's another possibility, that they're just really bad at their jobs.
That is true.
Let's not discount that possibility.
But here's the thing is, you know, that's why we do what we do as stewards.
Right.
To agree, settle it with money or whatever it is, because when more money is being spent, that red flag is the post office. Who gets to see that red flag?
Upper management,
Postmaster General,
yeah,
probably
right,
see
exactly,
it,
yeah,
right, or the board,
right,
okay?
Yeah, whoever labor,
or maybe even the
whoever,
Congress
yeah.
will see it and go, why are you spending money like this stupidly and waste money,
right?
You know, that was the whole point. Is hey, we're not causing this. We're just us as stewards. We're just trying to make sure
right.
that management follows the rule.
Yeah.
It is their fault to keep on breaking the rules.
Right. We're not the ones breaking the contract. Mm-hmm. We're trying to see the contract abided by.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's totally
and
on management.
So this 17 and 31 violation, I hope it helps everybody, because that is a very important thing to do. And don't give a crap of what management does. You do what you got to do. I know management's going to give you, say, oh, I can't give. No, that is also a violation, because they're supposed to provide you why it's going to be delayed by writing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's another situation that happened.
Let me ask this before. Let's say they give you that in writing. Like at my station, mm-hmm. we got a whole new batch of supervisors. Mm-hmm. Almost all of them were 204Bs. Mm-hmm. And when I was trying to do my overtime equitability, mm-hmm. I couldn't get like the work hour report because they didn't have access to tax, the timekeeping system. So in that situation, you know, they say like, look, we want to get you the information. We're not trying to screw you here. We just physically can't do it. Or if we're going to have to get like the MCSO to do it, it's going to take longer. What do I still file a grievance on that? Or can I just say like, okay, if you're going to take an extra 3 days to do it, then I want a 3 day extension on the 14 day or, you know, how do I handle something like that?
Well, you can do a bunch of things.
Okay.
And like you said, you can get 3 days extension, whatever it is, if you need it. Because sometimes you get the information within 3 days, you can get a grievance done the next day as long as you have plenty
of
hours.
Yeah, right. It's not a big deal as long as I have enough time. Yeah.
Now, so this is the thing is that when management, I'm going to go with the an example that I have that one of the managers decided to try to do.
Okay.
One of my managers gave me a little note saying, information cannot be provided, okay,
uh-huh.
because you're not giving me enough information on what kind of information that you need.
Oh, like they're asking the relevance.
Yeah. So saying your relevance on your what you want doesn't refer to what we need.
Right.
Okay, your request, it doesn't seem like what we need, okay?
Or but is it that it's not specific enough? Because I could see that, like, if you say, hey, I need time records, mm-hmm. but you don't say, like, what dates or whatever, like, what are they supposed to give you?
Yeah, so What I asked for was Article 8, you know, mandate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I already know what to ask. I need a copy of the 3971, 3972, a copy of the daily performance report. I need a copy of the overtime alert report. All for Article 8 violation on mandates.
What do you need a 3971 for?
Okay, for some of the people that could to see if they called in or not, to make sure, just in case on certain
right, yeah, because sometimes you can say like, well, you should have
called
people
this
in who were on their day off, and then you didn't do that. Okay.
Just in case you need it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So those are some things that I always ask for. I said, for Article 8 mandates.
Okay. Right.
How am I missing any relevance on that?
Beats
sounds
me.
Sounds pretty clear to me, right?
I mean, dude, I just asked you a question. You answered
and
it readily.
And that is a clear violation because his letter says I'm not giving it to you.
Right.
Even though, and then so what you do is that you have a copy of the information request that you asked for, right? Because you have that copy and this letter, and then I file an NLRB charge.
Dude, look at
because that's a direct violation, and that's proof that he violated the law.
Dude, all the way to the Department of Labor.
Oh,
look
I didn't care to wait till the grievance or whatever. Nah, this is a definite labor violation because I have actual proof that he refused to give it to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that goes back to like when we were having to deal with the labor board with our election shenanigans, mm-hmm. that they like knew who you were because you had filed all these labor charges.
Right.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Michael's a real go-getter.
Yeah, so, and he goes, why did you file that? Well, you said you're not going to provide information.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And so this is what I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I can't make you give me the information.
Right.
Yeah.
So all I can do is file charges.
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, you filed the charges of labor. I'm like, you're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also filing
an agreement.
Grievance too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So.
All right. Does that cover it?
That covers the information request.
Well done.
Again, if anybody has questions on this, you know, let me know. Right. I know that it was almost like Alan, just the way he was, and a couple of other people, because I got information that, hey, you were wrong.
Right.
And this is what it says. But see, the whole idea was when I was talking about how to do it, basically steward level, beginner level 101.
Right.
I didn't want to go over this because this could be a 30-minute
conversation. Yeah, you get into the weeds on it.
And
looking back on it, what you had said was they should give you that information by the end of the day. It's reasonable.
Yes.
That is totally a reasonable position. Yes. Yeah.
Because management has to work the floor in the morning.
Right.
So they can't give it to you right away.
Yeah.
But they get till the end of the day.
You may have said, I don't remember the exact words. You may have said they have to give it to you by the end of the day, which maybe isn't technically true.
Yeah.
But to parse that out, you really have to get into the weeds, which is not what we were doing there. See, so I take it back.
Yeah. So, well, back in the day when I did file the 1731 violation, which I know the hall has a whole packet, like almost 100 pages worth of grievance settlements that we've had. And on there, it actually says to give information by end of tour.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And so I know they had it at our branch level.
Right.
And I know our branch has it.
Right.
And so for somehow... Now, if you request it somehow, we don't have it, which is just such a BS. Okay. So I know they have it because I know for a fact, you know, I got it from our president when he was the EVP, and I asked for a copy of it. He gave me a whole book on it.
Oh, there you go.
So and
I could see that being part of a grievance settlement that, hey, going forward, we're not being wishy-washy anymore. If I give it to you before I leave for the street, you better have it to me by the time I get back.
Right.
And that's it. And that's the deadline. If you don't meet that deadline, you're going to taste the back of my hand.
That is multiple grievance settlement that we had at our branch.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And so that's something that you can also request if you don't have it at your branch.
Right. Because there's probably a history of management not providing information in a timely manner.
Your branch probably has a thing they got to give it by end of tour.
Yeah. And they might already have escalated remedies in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So absolutely. That's something you'd find out. If not, create your own.
Yep. Now it's time to start.
Because it's your station. And you want us to do your grievances, you can create your own, okay? You can start requesting however you like, but the best way is that, you know, we have to start from fresh, which is we got to give them till end of tour, whatever it is.
Right.
And in which some grievances, you cannot start from the fresh. But on some like this, when you're a new steward, and when management says, oh, you're not quite, well, I cooperated on this.
Right.
You know, I worked with you. I give you a full day instead of immediately.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can say things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's reasonable to give them hours to get this done when they're just clicking a couple things and printing something
exactly.
out. Exactly.
Yeah. And I've had notices where the postmaster or station manager, and when the management loses the grievance.
Right.
And their excuses, there should be no problem. You just printing it by clicking on a few
keys
for you to print that. So there should be no excuse.
Right. Dude, I agree. If I were the postmaster, I would make that same argument. What the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just give them the information?
Right.
Right. What are you trying to accomplish here?
Exactly. And remember, like I said, contract, we have to know all the information.
Right.
But discipline, they should already have copies of everything.
Yeah, that's true.
They should be able to get it to you within the next day.
It should already be in its own folder.
By end of the day, actually. Yeah. They should be able to give it to you. All they have to do is make copies of everything they already used.
Right. Yeah, dude. Good call.
Okay. But if they don't provide it to you, why are they taking so long? They
just have all the paperwork ready. Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So that's where you use the contentions on that. And then, as you can see, If you ask for 5 days in a row and they still haven't provided, that grievance is no good anymore, or that discipline is no good anymore. You can get that thrown out immediately.
Right, because they're not showing why they issued that
exactly.
discipline. Dude, good stuff, Michael.
So these are things you can use on contentions to help yourself. Right. And if there is any other questions, like I said, we can do classesandmail.gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then also you guys can call me at 702-724-6355.
Right on. Good work. All right. I can't add anything to that. Michael, thank you very much for making the drive over here to be on the podcast and learn us a little something. And dude, great work, man.
Or text me if you want me to talk about something else.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we'll do that too.
Yeah, and dude, I mean, same with like the emails. You know, it's a good place to get topics for Classes in Mail. It's a good place to get things that you guys are interested in learning about. And all that stuff is great. And I love to hear from you guys just the praise and say, hey, you know, I'm enjoying the show. All that stuff is awesome. All right. So with that said, thank you guys for listening. And we will catch you all next time.